From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson heads to Moscow for talks with his counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, on a range of matters, including Syria. White House spokesman Sean Spicer Monday said despite Russia's ally Syria's use of chemical weapons last week, Tillerson will be looking for ways to cooperate against Islamic State.
If we can get them to agree to commit to action on defeating ISIS, get them. Well, I think that's what they're going to have a discussion about. I think that we need to see what goes beyond rhetoric and what goes where that talk starts and what they're willing to commit to in action. I think that's important. To get ahead of this right now before they meet is not something I want to do. I'd like to let Secretary Tillerson meet with Lavrov, have that conversation, and then report back.
At a G7 meeting in Italy Monday, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said he believes Moscow needs a way out of the conflict and no longer be identified with leader Bashar al-Assad.
What we're trying to do is to give Rex Tillerson the clearest possible mandate from us as the West, the UK, all our allies here, to say to the Russians, this is your choice. Stick with that guy, stick with that tyrant, or work with us to find a better solution.
British Prime Minister Theresa May and President Donald Trump spoke by phone, agreeing that in light of last week's U.S. missile strike on a Syrian airbase, a window of opportunity exists to persuade Russia to break ties with Syria. Embattled South African President Jacob Zuma has accused protesters of racism during marches last week that drew tens of thousands demanding his resignation.
In the fight to combat racism, we should look beyond only to avert racist utterances and public displays that we saw during the marches last week.
This is VOA News.